Mass migration milestone, Joe Biden's parole pipeline brings over 1 million foreign nationals to U.S. by John Binder on May 15, 2024. President Joe Biden's parole pipeline has brought more than 1 million foreign nationals to the United States since its inception in January 2023, exceeding the populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. On Wednesday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released figures for April, showing Biden's parole pipeline is continuing to release tens of thousands of foreign nationals into the United States interior via the southern border and commercial flights every month. From January 2023 through April 2024, more than 1.025 million foreign nationals have been released into American communities. The parole pipeline brings foreign nationals to the U.S. through the administration's CBP One mobile app and humanitarian parole. For perspective, more foreign nationals have been brought to the U.S. through the parole pipeline since the start of last year than people living in the cities of Austin, Texas, Jacksonville, Florida, and San Jose, California. The CBP One app, whereby those in northern Mexico schedule appointments at the border for release into the U.S. interior, has brought more than 591,000 foreign nationals into the country. Those arriving via CBP One are primarily from Venezuela, Haiti, and Mexico. Likewise, roughly 434,800 nationals of Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela have arrived in the U.S. on humanitarian parole during the same period. Those securing humanitarian parole often fly into the U.S. via commercial flights after getting approval from DHS. Specifically, DHS has provided parole to 91,100 Cubans, 166,700 Haitians, 75,700 Nicaraguans, and 101,200 Venezuelans. DHS data, provided to the House Homeland Security Committee last month, reveals the scope in which Biden's parole pipeline is drawing foreign nationals to the U.S. who would otherwise be ineligible for entry. As of mid-October 2023, approximately 1.6 million foreign nationals had applied to secure travel authorization to the U.S. to score humanitarian parole, exceeding the populations of 11 states including Delaware, Rhode Island, Montana, and the Dakotas. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.